Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Lord, the praise is dedicated to all those that knew Sister Bowman. It's over down on the other side now, it's where she is, but we got to fight this battle now. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I thank God for another Sunday afternoon. Praise God, hallelujah. If all of you all was on, the music and the praise were dedicated to you in behalf of losing our sister, Shirley Bowman. She's gone on. We are left here to keep on praising. But wherever she is,
spirit is rejoicing. Praise God. Her soul is resting. Hallelujah. Praise God. The praise songs went out to you and you and you that knew her. To keep praising. Praise God. She was loved, dearly loved. We know she kept the faith. She didn't give up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So all the songs went out in behalf of Sister Bowman. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Whatever you may be going through, some type of sickness, something we don't know what you may be going through. Only you knows what maybe the doctor has diagnosed you with, God. But God is here, and he loves you, and he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. Even if you transcend on away from here, he still got you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just want to let you know that we love you. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what our God said. And we can stand on it. We can bank it. We can hang on to the word and don't let go, because his word is truth and his word will not fail us. That's the only thing, true thing from earth to heaven that's going to stand forever is the word of God, which is truth. Praise God. I'm so grateful to see all of you all in on. Praise God. Thanking God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the hearts of your people. We thank you, God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look to the heavens from whence cometh our help, because all our help cometh from you, Lord God. I pray tonight, God, anyone that needs your help, God, all they got to do is reach out, God. And, oh, God, touch you, and surely, God, you are right there, God. Oh, God, you left your spirit to live within them, God. Heal them, deliver them, and set them free, God, from anything, oh, God, that may try to hinder them and hold them bound, God. And, Father, if there's sickness, God, you said you sent your word and you heal all kind of diseases, all matter of diseases, God. We pray your healing. If there is anyone that have lost a son or daughter, God, we pray, oh, God, healing virtue, God, wherever they may be, whether they're behind the prison walls, God, or to death, God. You're a healer, oh, God. There was a lady in church today said she lost her grandson to the bully, God. So, God, we don't know what the enemy may try to do, God, but whatever he does, he will not accomplish plan. Oh, Father God, we thank you, because we know that you got control of all things, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for that mother that may be crying, hurting grandmother, God, that reached out today, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray comforting, oh, God, in the name of all the Mother Bowman family. We are praying, God, for comfort, oh, God. Oh, God, we know, God, because you are the comforter. And, yes, Lord God, hallelujah, praise God. We believe you for everything, God. Everything, God. Oh, Father God, we just come in your name, in no other name. You'll give us a peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and you told us to rest in you. Hallelujah. And we desire to do that, just that, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you. Because you said, yeah, I love that bullshit. And you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go into our prayer session. I'm going to ask Minister Cynthia, would she mind praying over the prayer request tonight?
Amen. No problem, Sister Vivian. Thank you for the privilege.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's a blessing. That's where we got to be, y'all. We got to be willing and ready at all times because God wants us to be on our feet. And He wants us to be ready, as the song sung earlier. Be ready. Be ready. And be ready to do it unto the Lord. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord so God can get all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm going to ask you at this time, if you have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone right now that we can hear your prayer request. Praise God. Press 1 on your phone. Okay. Who else? Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever. I love that, y'all. I love that. I just love to repeat that during the day. The Lord is good. Yes, yes, God, you are good. And His mercy. You don't have to worry about nobody having mercy on you. Just lean upon His mercy. His mercy endures.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So if there's anyone, I see 2 hands up. Praise God. Okay, Minister Sharon.
Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone. Praise God. God bless you all. I would like to put my aunt, Bridget Fletcher, on the altar. She having this cough, and it makes her throw up. And I would like to put myself on the altar. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. And I would also like to put my pastor, Pastor Kenneth T. Stratton, on the altar. God bless him. And I thank you for praying for us.
Amen.
All right. Minister Shawanda.
Good evening, everyone. Thanking the God for blessing me to be on the line tonight. I have a request. One of my friends, Minister Barbara Burridge, her grandson has been rushed to the hospital. She was on her way there. He has lost feeling in his arm, and he's having chest pains. He's only about 21 years old, and his name is Niger. Just praying that God will heal his body. Also for my neighbor, Mr. Timothy Bender, his daughter's on drugs, stole his vehicle and his check last month and has not been, had not brought her dad back his car or his, she spent all of his whole check. He couldn't pay his bills. Just praying that God will provide for him and that God will get a hold of his daughter, that they find his vehicle. And that she get that they are going to arrest her. She has warrants out for her arrest. But that God would save her in the midst of all of those situations. Also, continuous prayers for my family and the Bowman family. Praying for Minister Shirley Bowman's family, her children, her grandchildren, her brother, Pastor Travis, who is incarcerated. Just praying for all of the Bowman family. Thank you.
All right. Minister Zayden. This is Zayden. I think she had a job. Accidentally. Okay. Minister, you may go forth with the prayer.
Pastor Vivian, is Minister Ada on the line? Does she have a special prayer request? I know we always cover shame.
Yeah, I don't see her tonight.
Okay, well, we'll just lift him up as well as Pastor Badu, who is back home, for all that he may stand in need of, having been ministering to us in Louisiana for such an extended time. We know coming home there were probably some unexpected situations, and God will pray for him. All right. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, We come to you this evening, Lord God, with gratitude and thanksgiving in our heart. Oh, Father, we are so thankful for this, your ministry, and this, your chosen vessel. Oh, Father, as we move further into this first month of this new year, oh, Lord, we thank you again for open doors and open opportunities, for deeper faith, Lord God, and greater focus on your spiritual enrichment and maturing of us. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give you back your word, Lord God, where the psalmist says, it was good that I was afflicted. Oh, Lord, because in our difficult moments, we cry out for you even the more. In our pain, Lord God, you straighten and narrow our focus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, with broken hearts or clouded minds. Oh, Lord, we surrender all of our concerns to you, Father God, knowing that you and you alone are the author and finisher of our fate, Lord God, and that you have a plan for our welfare and not for our woe. And so, Lord God, in the dominion, power, and authority that you have given us as men and women of faith, we decree and we declare tonight that it is well, that our awesome God, our omnipotent, almighty Father, filled with dunamis power, sovereign reigning from the north, south, east, and west, is moving on our behalf. And we lift up to you, Lord God, Sister Minister Sharon, Lord God, who is crying out for her Aunt Bridget, Lord God. We also, Lord God, ask you to go ahead of us as she walks through the door at the doctor's appointment tomorrow and give her a good report so that next Sunday, Lord God, she will give a praise report, because we'll be here next Sunday, Lord God, and we know that you are already there, Father God, because you are all time and all eternity. And we thank you, Lord God, for her concern for her pastor. And we ask you, Lord God, to cover the man of God with all that he stands in need of. We also, Lord God, lift up, Lord God, the prayer requests and petitions of Minister Shawanda, faithful, Lord God, to supporting Pastor Vivian, always on the line, singing or praying, Lord God. We thank you for the voice of this, your chosen vessel, Lord God. And we ask you, Father God, to bless, Lord God, as she has called out for Minister Barbara, Lord God. And also the situation, Lord God, of Niger, Father God, who is losing feeling in his arm, Father God, a young man, Lord God, with pain in his chest. Oh, Lord God, you know what's going on. And we ask you, Father God, to reveal to the healthcare team, Lord God, send the diagnostic information that they know what to do quickly, Lord God, for restoration and healing in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And your daughter lifts up and asks for mercy and compassion and restoration for her neighbor, Mr. Timothy, Lord God. Oh, Father God, he is in a bad situation, Lord God, with a broken heart and a troubled mind, Lord God, as his daughter, Father God, who is sick, has taken advantage of him, has taken his money, has taken his vehicles. Oh, Father God, we ask you to bring this child to the end of herself, Lord God, so that she can find you, Lord God. She can find healing from substance abuse and drug addiction and any other situation she's dealing with, oh, Lord God. Take her to the end of herself, Lord God, so that she can come back one day like the prodigal son, Lord God. One day will come to her right mind, Lord God, and say, oh, my father, the life is better in my father's house. She go to her father, Lord God, and repent, Lord God, and apologize, and Lord God, be there to support him, Father God. Your word tells us weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So, Lord God, stand by this, your son, Lord God, as he is in the darkness of the night. Father God, wondering what did he do wrong that his child, Lord God, is turning against him and abusing his love and kindness in such a horrific way, Father God. Give him the insight that it is the enemy, Lord God, and it is the substance abuse, and it is the addiction, Lord God, and give him wisdom to protect himself, Father God. And, Lord God, let him find his vehicle, Father God, because with men, Lord God, vehicle and independence and transportation is so important to their self-esteem. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are working this situation out, because many of our children, Father God, are in this predicament, Father God, but you can do a new thing, a quick thing, Lord God. And we thank you and we celebrate, Lord God, the return of the prodigal. We speak it, Lord God, the return of the prodigal, Lord God. In 2024, Father God, she will come to her father and say, Father, forgive me, Lord God, and attempt to do things that will help heal the broken heart. Oh, Lord, we also lift up to you our beautiful sister in the Lord who is at your side right now, Minister Shirley Bowman. Oh, Father, we thank you for her friendship. We thank you, Lord God, for her life's witness. We thank you, Lord God, for her prayers and for her songs. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for her faithfulness to her pastor, Reverend Rosetta Butler, and to her friends. Oh, Lord, we ask you, Father God, now, Lord God, as she sits high above with you, Father God, send your angels of comfort and of strength, Father God, to be with her large family. Father, especially, Father God, support Pastor Travis, Alvin Travis, whom she always prays for, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to bring it about, Father God, the family will walk in a deeper level of faith because Shirley is above praying for them, Lord God, reunited with her beloved husband, whom she missed so greatly. Oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you for the life witness of Shirley Bowman, and we ask you, Lord God, to go ahead of the plans that the life celebration of this beloved and precious daughter of yours, oh, Father God, brings healing and help for the family, Lord God. We also lift up Ada's grandson in Texas, Lord God, Shane, Lord God, be with him, Father God, as he has relocated to another city, a new city, Lord God. Let him not miss his old city, his old home, his old classmates. Let him find joy in the new environment and in the new situation. Let him be safe, Lord God. And we also lift up my daughter Rihanna and my granddaughter Rhea, who are on the road from New Orleans to to Atlanta, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you that the journey is safe. The journey is quick. Redeem the time, Father God, so that they arrive, Lord God, speedily but safely, Lord God, and that they are able to wake up tomorrow morning refreshed, renewed, and ready to go to work, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, because in the natural, none of this is possible, but in the spiritual, all things are possible. And we know, Lord God, that you, Father God, our loving Father, and that you have good things for your children. And so we thank you in advance for the good things that you are doing for our children and our grandchildren on the line. We ask you, Lord God, to also remember and send another blessing to Pastor Steve Budde for all that he invested into the state of Louisiana, into the churches, the members, the friends, Lord God. Oh, Father, he poured out daily for your people, Lord God, to hear the voice of the Lord. And, Lord, I thank you that he even called me on this day, my birthday, and gave me a great word that came straight from your heart. And, oh, Lord, for it lifted my heart, Father God, for I was sad because I knew my daughter was leaving today. Father, your word tells us in John 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done. Oh, Lord, we just thank you one more time as we begin studying your word through the heart, the mind, and the spirit of your beloved daughter, Pastor Vivian, Lord God, that we hunger and thirst for a great word, a right word, a word that will give us the energy, Lord God, to move on this week higher in you, Lord God, deeper in our faith, more at peace and more at joy, Father God. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord God, that you are doing it for your children, Father God, reminding us, Lord God, that you have set your love upon us and you are delivering us in all these situations, as the psalmist declares in Psalm 91. And so you close telling us, Lord, that we will call upon you and you will answer. Father, we thank you in advance for the answers that are on the way and the answers that are breaking through right now, Lord God. We'll give you and you alone all the honor, glory, and praise with the testimonies and the good reports of what you have done for these, your children. In Jesus' mighty name, and we say amen.
Oh, Minister Cynthia, I do see Sister Ada on now, and also Sister Zadie. Sister Zadie, do you have a prayer request? 318, Minister Joyce. Lucita. It might be the 318, Lucita.
Oh, okay, Cita. Well, I'll lift up Lucita. Yes. I know her need right now. And
okay.
And we prayed for Shane already. Is there anything else?
Okay, also, and Minister Gwen.
All right, Minister Gwen.
Go ahead.
Would you like for me to share my prayer request?
Yes.
Who is that?
Okay, Minister Gwen. Good evening.
Yes, please.
Just continued prayer for my family, that we will continue to grow in the Lord. And I stand in agreement for Minister Shirley Bowman's family and all those who are experiencing grief, and also the Scott family. We laid to rest our dear cousin on yesterday. I wasn't at the service, but I got to see it on streaming. And especially for her mother, my cousin's mother and her husband, that was her only child, that the Lord would just continue to strengthen her. Amen.
Okay. All right. Sister Ada, did you have anything to say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, Ada. Uh-huh.
Okay. I was just lifting up my nephew's wife, ex-wife. She passed today, but they had two children together. So I'm just lifting. Michelle passed today, and they have two children together. So I was just lifting that up.
Yes.
Higgins' family as well.
Mm. I'm sorry, what's the name of the family, Adam?
The family is the Ferris family and the Duncan family.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Minister Zadie?
Yes, ma'am. I got my request from my family, especially my husband who's in the hospital at this time, and my brother Gary. And as always, I ask to pray for the children all over the world.
Amen. Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyone else?
That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Father God.
I would like to put that on the altar too.
All right, we got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Father God, as we continue in prayer, Lord God, we look at the global atmosphere around us, Father God, and we ask you, Lord God, to take control, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to send your warring angels, Father God, so that the demonic activities of control and aggression and war, Lord God, torture and hostages, Father God, cease and desist now in the name of Jesus, Father, because you desire peace. You desire that all men dwell together in love and support of one another. You told us, Lord God, that we are our brother's keeper, not here to take advantage, Father God, of one another, to use one another or to enslave one another, but, Lord God, to support and to help one another. So, Father God, we ask you to look with mercy upon this global situation, upon all the areas of conflict where war is raging and innocent people are suffering, Lord God. In Israel, Lord God, with the Hamas situation, Lord God. We also ask you to look at the situation with Russia and Yugoslavia, Lord God. Look at the situation, Father God, in Africa, Lord God, where clans are fighting against clans, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, Father God, to let you, Father God, choose leadership, Father, that loves your people and loves you and does what is right, because your scriptures tell us when the just rule, the people rejoice. Oh, Father, we thank you, even asking, Lord God, that that truth march boldly through the streets of the United States of America, that when the just rule, the people rejoice, Lord God. Protect our president and protect our leadership trying to do the right thing now, Lord God, and bring an end to the violence on the streets of America, Lord God. Violence in all forms, violence in the house, violence against gangs, violence against with the police, violence, Lord God, that deals with, Lord God, just a disrespect, a jealousy, a rage, Lord God. Oh, Father, only you can deal with the heart of man. So we ask you, Father God, to eliminate all those negative satanic elements, Lord God, that are eating up your people, Lord God, and bring a spirit of peace and a spirit of hope, Lord God. For the people are perishing because they have no hope, Father. So we thank you, Father God, for shifting the atmosphere first in our homes. Let there be peace in our homes and then in our cities, our states, our nation, and the nations of the world. And, Lord, we thank you, for only you are able to do this. And, Lord God, your word in Ephesians 1 and 11 tells us that you work everything in agreement with your purposes of your holy will. And so, Father God, we know your word also tells us that weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So we ask you, Lord, to walk, Father God, with all of the families, your children, Lord God, who are in the valley of the shadow of death, oh, Lord, who are walking with grief and brokenheartedness. Oh, Lord God, let their grief, oh, Father God, be momentary and be the grief, the grieving of those in faith, not those who have no faith, but those who have faith in the resurrection, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you and we praise you that you will give, Lord God, that sense of faith and hope in you, Lord God, to our beloved Bowman family and to the Scott family. Oh, Lord, we thank you also that as Ada cried out for the Duncan family, Lord God, and the Ferris family, with all that they are going through, especially, Lord God, the recent loss of mother and father with the Duncan family, Lord God, and so many with the Ferris family that they've lost within the past few months, Lord God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, that you are going ahead and healing, Lord God, because these are families of faith. And so we call forth their faith to rise up in you and to know, Lord God, that you are giving them a morning of joy, Lord God, that they will take off the garment of ashes, Lord God, and they will walk in praise, Lord God, thanking you, Father God, for the gift of the life of their loved ones and the celebration, Father God, of the good memories, Lord God, that they will laugh at the good memories of their loved ones above with you, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God. But we all have tears in our eyes and tears in our hearts for the loss of loved ones, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for my mother and father who would have been here today on my birthday. Every child, and I'm one of 12, but every child, every birthday, they brought us a cake for our birthday party. So I thank you for that precious memory, Lord God. And I thank you that they're above with you, Father God, and that they're convening on our behalf. For we were their loved, and they prayed for us on earth, and we know they're even praying more powerfully for us while in heaven. And Father, we ask you also again one more time, touch Shane and keep him safe and keep him joyful. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Let him keep giving good reports when he calls his mama and tells her all the wonderful things that's happening and all the new friends he's making. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We also lift up to you Sister Zaden and her family, Lord God, especially her husband who is in the hospital. Lord, we ask that the healthcare team, Father God, come together in unity and aggressiveness, Lord God, that they discern what is going on and they quickly move to resolve it, Lord God, that they not ignore, Lord God, or put him to the side, Lord God, but that some doctor, some nurse with compassion advocate, Lord God, for the health and healing of Sister Xavier's husband in the quick restoration of him to good health and back to the loving arms of his wife. Oh, Father God, we also lift up Lucita, Lord God. You know, Father God, her situation, Lord God. You might say that she might feel like this is David and Goliath, Lord God, but you are bigger than all Goliaths, Lord God. And there's no system that you do not allow, Father God, to exist. And so we thank you, Lord, for open doors of favor now in the name of Jesus, for communications, written communications that are effective, Lord God, and develop the right result, Lord God, and favor, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and west, and north, south, east, and west, Lord God, and the decision is dismissed. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for favor with the IRS, extraordinary favor, remarkable favor, in the name of Jesus. This is my birthday declaration, Lord, for my little sister, Father God, and I ask you, Lord God, to confirm your word given to me in the name of Jesus. And we thank you also, Lord God, for the witness of your daughter, Pastor Vivian, for all that she has expended, Lord God, and all that she gave in terms of hospitality and resources and transportation and kindness, not only to Pastor Steve, but with all of her programs over the past few weeks, the Christmas celebration, the washing of the feet celebration, the weekly Sunday conference line service. Oh, Lord, we ask you to restore and renew her, Lord God, and let her know that there is more in 2024, not just more service, but more blessings, more opportunities, more relationships, more connections. Oh, Lord, we just celebrate all of us on this line what you are doing for these, your children, in 2024, and we thank you in advance, Father God, for the good news and the good reports, Lord God, for you walk with us, Lord God. And, Lord God, you open doors for us, for your word tells us that you are the open door. And so, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of his precious blood and the authority of his holy word, we bind and rebuke you, Satan. We command you to leave us now. We command doubt to go. We command fear to go. We command procrastination to go.
We command, Lord God, the angels of God and the flow of the Holy Spirit to just take us through that open door, and we celebrate and rejoice for crossing over the threshold, for you are the open door, Lord God, and we receive a new spirit, a new mind, a new hope, a new joy, Father God, as we walk in the dominion, territory, and authority that you have given us on the other side of that door. Oh, Lord, we just thank you in advance for what you are doing, for the more in 2024. In Jesus' name we pray and say amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's see, I'm going to have to do a second message for next week. And she prayed on some of the things that I wanted to mention. And every
Amen.
Year, I don't know about some of you might not have been on here with me every year. I try to speak a blessing over you during this month before we go into the next month. So we have blessings. I want to let you know that God has a plan. My title tonight is God Has a Plan for You in
Amen.
2024. God has a plan. And we're going to do a little bit of, but we'll come back next week and we'll try to finish it. Praise God. Why I say God has a plan for you? Because he has. Because he said in Isaiah 55:8-9, he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your
Amen.
Ways my ways, the Lord.
Amen.
For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So God has thoughts for you. You got to believe that for this year. You've got to believe for this year, because I feel it. I feel it. Praise God. God has something, a blessing for you. But if you don't believe it, you cannot receive it. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't know what God is thinking of you right now. Right now. See, God is the right now God. God is the right now God. You don't know what he's thinking, and he wants your thoughts. My God, I feel the spirit moving. I feel the spirit moving towards you. His thoughts, he's thinking about you. Oh, he already has it. He just wants you to think up on him. You may fall sick. You may lose a loved one. You may need you. Why, you might be going through some thing. That ain't about God. That's about the enemy. Think about what God wants for you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I am so confused.
Yes.
God said, my thoughts towards you are good.
Yes.
And that's all the time because of his love. He's everlasting. Look at verse 11. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things
worth
unto intended. If he has sent his word, and I'm not going to say a if, I'm going to say God has sent his word to you. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts tonight. Don't even think about your little thoughts. You got to look at his thoughts. His thoughts towards you is good. Good. God said, I will withhold no good thing. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, speak.
Yes,
no good
yes.
thing from them that walk upright before me. In 2 John, he says, beloved, he called you his beloved. Beloved, I wish above all. He didn't say might. He said, I had to go back and underline that in my Bible many times. I read. He said, my beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper. This refers to financial, according to my Bible. I don't know what God's going to give you. I don't know what he wants to give you. He said, but I wish above all things that you may prosper. And this is prosperity. And be in good health. That means physical.
Hallelujah.
He wants your health to be physical this year. Physically strong in him, even
yes,
as
yes,
your soul,
yes.
He even wants your soul to prosper. So you got to go to the Word. You got to stay in this Word. You got to read this Word. You got to eat it, drink it. Oh, praise God, because he wants your soul to prosper. He wants you to be in him. We are not going to murmur and complain or be sad or angry or let the devil try to use us in any kind of way because we're looking for a goal. God got a plan. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be going in expectation and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. In his love. Hallelujah. To the utmost. Oh, to the greatest. We got to expect God for the greatest. He got it. It takes your faith. It takes your faith to believe that God is going to do more than what you can even ask or think.
Yeah.
I am believing God for you. When we read the story, praise God, of Joseph's life, and we won't get to it tonight, but we'll get to it next week. Think about this week. Most stories to talk about. But just think about how Joseph in Genesis, what happened to him. Hallelujah. And what he had to go through. You might have to go through some things this year. Praise God.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it all right there. But you may have to go through some things this year. You may have to walk through some valleys. You may have to jump over some things. You may have to bow down and bend to some things. But guess what? They're not going to break you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's plan. God has a plan to bless you.
Yes, not curse you.
We don't look at the blessings. And we're going to put the blessings up on you. Because God said put the blessings up on his people. He said he got a plan. I don't have a plan for you. I just want him to bless you. He got the plan,
Amen.
The ultimate plan.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in that plan, I don't know what he's going to do for you, but I know it's going to be a good thing because he said, I give good gifts unto my children,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Lord, good gifts unto my children. He said, I will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before me. Praise God. God got a plan for you. I want you to know next week we're going to get into some of these blessings and some of these plans God has for you because it's really all the way through the Word. God loves you so much. Praise God. And all of our people over in the other countries, saying all the other places where that are listening, I want you to know God has a plan for you. God, may God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Until next week, we're going to finish these blessings God's going to put up on us. Have a good night. I love y'all. I love you. I love you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Amen.
God.
Good night. God bless.
Have a good night, Tourette.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.